As wildfires burned during the week in Southern California, residents up north in the city of Oakland were reminded of the disaster that struck them. 12 years ago this month, a fire in the Oakland Hills destroyed nearly 3,000 homes and killed 25 people. Many Oakland residents identify with their fellow Californians to the south. They also have lessons to share. Laura Seidel reports.
As images of the survivors in Southern California flash across her television screen, Sue Piper is filled with empathy. Piper lost her home in the Oakland Hills fire 12 years ago.
I think what gets to me is when I see the shock in people's eyes at the shelters, and I said to my husband, I remember that. I remember the numbness.
Piper is now sitting at the dining room table in the home that she and her husband rebuilt on the same lot. She's surrounded by boxes filled with pamphlets for a campaign she's working on to levy a new tax to help prevent fires. This is one of the many projects that Piper, an energetic mother of three, has gotten involved with since the 1991 fire. Piper says the disaster brought her closer to her neighbors.
Because it's a whole community that's affected, you're not alone. And that's a comfort. You can pool your time, and so one person can be the designated contact person with the insurance company or with the city, so that you all don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Standing in front of her house in Oakland, California, Sheila Jordan remembers what her block looked like in late October 12 years ago.
The fire was billowing down this street, Ocean View. You could see it.
Jordan was more fortunate than many. The winds shifted and blew the fire away from her house. But working to rebuild the homes that were destroyed became her full-time job when she was elected to the city council just a few weeks later. She has advice for local leaders in Southern California. Make it easy for people to get help rebuilding homes, applying for state aid, enrolling their children in school, and getting their lives back to normal.
Act quickly to develop a one-stop center so that people are not both dealing with their grief and then trying to figure out the jumble that composes most bureaucracies.
In Oakland, says Jordan, many leaders began to grow up naturally in the community. Citizens with different expertise worked on a range of issues, from getting new underground power lines or another firehouse built to setting up emotional counseling.
I always believe that the best thing elected leadership can do is encourage community leadership. To really encourage those groups and encourage people to come together around their own issues.
Among those leaders was Herbert Schreier, a child psychiatrist who lives in Oakland, who helps schools set up counseling. He says officials do need to check in with children.
Teachers should be given some ways of assessing which kids seem to be in trouble, connecting with the parents to see if that they're validated in that belief, and then having the ability to make referrals.
Schreier says he found it was most helpful for teachers to hold small group discussions with children and teens about their reactions to the fire. But many Oakland fire survivors agree that one of the most daunting tasks is the process of filing an insurance claim for lost houses and destroyed possessions. Amy Bach is executive director of United Policy, a nonprofit consumer advocacy group that was founded in the Bay Area only weeks before the 1991 fire. Bach says the most important thing for people to remember is that they must find ways to document what was in their homes.
Get all your friends and relatives to give you copies of pictures they might have of events they went to at your house, or cards you might have sent them that had pictures of your kids in the living room, or anything that would help to document your loss.
On a hillside in Oakland, overlooking the city and the bay, is a memorial to the fire. It's made of steel and wood and evokes the frame of a half-built house. Inside it are pictures of the surrounding hills as they were ravaged by flames 12 years ago, and information about how to avoid wildfires. As she looks across the hills, covered with rebuilt homes and young growth, Oakland fire survivor Sue Piper, who worked on this memorial, says she wants to offer a message of hope to her neighbors in Southern California.
However awful it feels right now, they can get through it. And when they get through it, they will be better for it, because you do learn. You learn a lot of hard lessons, but you do learn from it.
The lesson of how important it is to work together in the face of disaster is one some Oakland residents hope to show fire survivors in the South. Many are now working to organize a helping committee to provide them advice and assistance. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.